I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. Maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
Whoa.
And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option. And you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Wheatley listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Lindsay Weber.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And did you know that Catherine Zeta-Jones, she has a new signature home collection called, are you ready?
Mm-mm.
It's called Casa Zeta-Jones. Have you seen it?
Are you lying?
No.
That's real?
Oh my God, it's playing the audio playing. No, click on that link in the doc.
Casa Zeta-Jones.
Why would I lie about that?
This? Oh my God. Instagram.com/CasaZetaJones.
Casa.
Oh my God!
Casa Zeta-Jones. Wait, click the link.
Oh my
God. Oh my God, there's a video. God. Wait, I'm playing the video right now. Here we go.
Have you ever seen a grid? I have to tweet this right now from our account. Well, now I'm watching the video. Oh my.
There's really no sound on the video, but as I would describe it, it's like a beautiful mansion, and I can't even describe it. Casa Zeta-Jones.
I already have an idea for her commercial.
What's it gonna be?
So, you remember that scene in Traffic where they have to kill the guy?
No, I don't remember the scene in Traffic.
This could be the last chance to do this. Now get out of the car and shoot him in the head. Just shoot him.
I think it could be, get out of the car and put this on your bed. Get out of the car and put this on your bed.
So the best part of this, like, of this unveiling of Casa Zeta-Jones is she put it on her personal Instagram, which, of course, our friend Spencer follows very closely. And it's a picture of her, like, in her bed, like, looking truly in her bed. And then she was, like, so excited about, like, Casa Zeta-Jones, hashtag Casa Zeta-Jones, and then linked to its Instagram. The Casa Zeta-Jones Instagram only has 3 posts. And they're so wonderful because they're a grid. They're, like, they're a landscape grid. The first photo.
It's like what Taylor did with the snake.
The first photo is a photo of just a hand and half of a foot. Then the next one is her full body leaning. And then the other one is of just the other side of the couch, which I love. Because separately, these are just pieces of art, you know. And then together, they're just a bigger piece of art. The account only has 800 followers, which is kind of a shame.
It's a new business venture.
Yeah.
Venture.
And she's only following herself and QVC, which means I think she's going to be selling this line on QVC.
So that's great. Wow, Lindsay. I'm relieved. You were nervous. You didn't have anything to start with. And you had an iconic thing to start with.
Well, our friends shared this to our, like, group, and I wasn't sure if you had already seen it and, like, reacted to it. So I was just like, you know what? It's too good, though. Like, I'm going to share it with you again. And either I would get, like, an authentic new reaction, which I did, or you'd be like, oh, yeah, I saw that in the group. But, you know, I just want to make sure that you saw it in general.
I'm on her website, and I don't see anything now, but do you think she has plans to sell, like, living room lasers? Just like a collection of living room lasers that you can like slip through whenever you're tired. Or
wouldn't that be amazing if you had like entrapment lasers in your own living room that you were just like, you had friends over and you're like, you guys, I have to show you something. I went a little crazy on QVC today, and you turn on a light and it's like,
they're from the Cass Azeta Jones collection.
Lasers all over the floor. And you're like, okay, but actually they're very dangerous. So you really have to be careful.
Transform your home with luxurious quality bedding, linens, rugs, and living room lasers.
And every time your doorbell rings, it's like, all that jazz. Okay, so basically I just want Catherine Zeta-Jones themed fun house. Let's move on.
Or instead of her screaming, this is entrapment, outside the helicopter, she's screaming, this is luxurious.
No, still.
You will drain it.
Oh, I had to include this. Technically we haven't spoken about it, but we've definitely spoken about it, which is the Kaylee Cuoco at Panera's new beverage station.
I mean, it's truly the who event of the week was Kaylee Cuoco teaming up with Panera Bread to launch their new beverage station.
The best like Bobby reaction to this, quote unquote Bobby reaction, is the like, you're too rich for this reaction, which is so funny because it's like, how much money could she have been paid to do this? Like, not as much as, like, she gets paid per episode.
She got paid in product.
Oh, she wanted to try the new beverages really badly?
She wanted to be first. Another possibility here is that Kaylee Cuoco was just going to Panera Bread, and they were having an event.
I mean...
And they were like, oh, Kaylee.
I mean...
She stopped in for a wrap, and she found herself wrapped by their new beverage station.
I mean, these photos truly do illustrate a woman enraptured by a drink machine, because it's really interesting what she is going
So do you have the Just Jared page open?
Of course I do. I've had it open since I saw it the first time.
So you see on the right the grid of all the thumbnails?
Yeah.
My favorite photo is third row, third from the left. So on the third column. Third row, third from the left.
The one with her just smiling?
Yeah, but like sort of smirking.
My favorite, clearly,
it's really great,
is the first row, third to the left, which is, I think, the iconic one where she's like doing
I feel like that's a little too easy.
I mean, she's doing like a Lucy Ball like joke laugh, but it's like she's drinking juice. I don't understand what she's going for. Like, in her mind, what is her inspiration in this photo, you know? Like, juice is so good, you know? I can't deal.
It's not even juice. It's not even juice.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like one of them is a green tea, passion papaya green tea. The other one's a blood orange lemonade. The other one's a prickly pear. Hibiscus fresca.
Why won't Panera call us to do stuff like this? This is out of her budget. This is in our budget. We are perfect for this.
I think it's one of the reasons she's so endearing. She has so much money. Everyone on that show has so much money.
And yet here she is.
And yet here she is just, you know, living her life, going to these low rent events with hideous, like, this tablecloth, disgusting. And she went to the event dressed sort of wildly. Look at those sneakers.
I think your first guess at her just walking by a Panera and them opening their beverage station happened at the same time, and they were like, Kaylee Cuoco, is that you? Get in here. And she just did it because she's a nice person. You know, that seems like
sense
to me.
I think if anyone's a good sport, Kaylee Cuoco's a good sport.
Yeah, and there's really nothing that I like more than a photo call for a product, like the Sabra Day, the Hummus product. Day Sabra call that Leah Michelle did.
Iconic.
And the Breyers Indulgences gelato place at the... There's always some sort of weird gelato indulgences.
Who was Breyers Gelato? Was that Lowe?
No, it was a bunch of different celebrities because it was at a film festival and people kept getting dragged into the Breyers Gelato Indulgences section and fake eating ice cream. And it's amazing to watch them like grimace as they fake eat ice cream. The rudest Page Six article ever.
They never talk about him, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the only way they could think to talk about him was to be mean to him.
Right.
Page Six had a headline about Derek Huff, but you didn't know it clicking on it. It's a great headline. I clicked immediately
great
when this
headline.
Went up a couple days ago.
Great headline.
And it says, the headline is just, "This could be the most LA thing anyone has ever said," written by Paige Gawley. And it's a photo of Derek Huff, just a stock photo of Derek Huff, shirtless, holding a juice, and then a box of other juices, holding a stray juice, a box of other juices, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. a bag of what looks like, I don't know, like a loaf of bread, though I bet he doesn't eat bread. And it's about how he told Us Weekly that it's harder to eat meat than it is to be a vegan in Los Angeles.
Well, he just says, it's weird because what I love about this is that they're being mean about an Us Weekly exclusive. So if you click to the original article, it's an Us Weekly exclusive. And their headline is, "Dancing with the Stars alum Derek Huff is a vegan but still loves nachos," which is a way less compelling headline, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in this exclusive quote, he says of his, he's dating his girlfriend who is also a dancer.
Haley Herbert.
I don't know.
I keep reading it as Roger Ebert, but it's Haley Herbert.
No, stop. You are not.
Because it's talking about the movies, because it talks about at the end, they're talking about going to the movies, and it's like, movies, Ebert.
Okay, so.
Roger Ebert.
Derek Huff's new girlfriend, Roger Ebert. And he told Us Weekly, "We are both trying the vegan thing right now, and it's actually very easy. People are like, is it hard?" And I'm like, nah. Living in LA, it's actually hard to not be vegan. I feel great. I have lots of skin. Oh, wait, no. Fuck.
You skip a line.
I have lots of energy. My skin has cleared up. I feel great. Imagine Derek Huff saying, "I have lots of skin." I probably could imagine that. Anyways.
I love this line. "There is a life where you can wake up and have level 10 energy from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep without having to take caffeine or take coffee." Coffee.
Bobby, like maybe you should stop taking coffee and be vegan.
No, I'm drinking coffee right now. I'm not going to stop taking coffee just because Derek Huff said that he has level 10 energy.
I mean, he's also like a dancer who dances every day and is an athlete. So the vegan thing is probably some of that, but not that's not why you have level 10 energy. You're a very healthy person. Let us live mm-hmm. behind our computers unhealthily and drink our Java
yes.
and not be vegan in Los Angeles. Thank you very much.
Let's move on. Lindsay, click the link I just put in. Us Magazine / Celebrity News / Taylor Swift serves as bridesmaid in Abigail Anderson's wedding.
My favorite thing
about this story. We've talked about Abigail Anderson on the show before. She's Taylor's old school, like middle school BFF. If you saw a photo of her, you probably recognize her.
Yeah.
Anyway, my favorite thing about this Us Weekly story is, Lindsay, tell me two things that you noticed about the first two images in this story about Taylor Swift's BFF Abigail Anderson getting married.
Okay, there's no Abigail Anderson in the photos.
Poor Abigail Anderson. She's literally cropped out at the shoulder in the first photo.
Yep.
And then she's cropped out. All you see is her train in the second photo.
Yep. No Abigail Anderson.
Come on, put Abigail. It's her time to shine. Give Abigail a moment in Us Weekly. You gave Alex and Sierra several photos and you give Abigail Anderson nothing.
Also, did you notice that they call her... There's two paragraphs. The first one says, "The look what you made me do singer." And the next one is, "The look what the I don't want to live forever songstress." Just call her Taylor Swift. We know who she is. You're not the Daily Mail. Why are you doing this to us?
I like that they put in the lyrics about Abigail.
Yeah, well, that's how she's, like, known to Taylor fans. Like, she's that girl. To the fans, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, good for Abigail Anderson. We've talked about her before. I just think it's very rude of Us Weekly to crop her out. It's her moment.
It's true. And I also did, when I first saw these photos, I saw more of them. And I looked through photos and I was like, is there a photo where Taylor Swift looks like she's happy to be there and smiling? Even, like, candidly?
No.
And no. And I wonder if that's because she's uncomfortable because she knows people are taking photos because they're outside. Like, and she knows that, like, that's... whatever. Or is it because she's just, you know, being, she's like not having fun. But anyways, I hope she had a nice time at her best friend's wedding.
Yeah. Wanted to tell you something. You may see a headline for Joan Osborne's 20, What's in My Bag. It's not worth clicking. It's not interesting. So let's not even talk about it.
I read it and I was like, it's not interesting. We can skip this. Jennifer Garner joined Instagram and like did a weird Instagram thing. I don't know if that's very interesting.
Yeah.
But I will say, click on this link. Speaking of amazing Spawn, click on this Celeb Buzz link that I put in.
Is that Vanessa Lachey?
Yeah, and she's doing my favorite thing where she is looking at something in a store CBS. And tilting the label right towards the camera so that everyone knows what she's looking at. And it's like something something gummies or whatever. It's like hair and nail gummies. Yeah,
it's like the organic, like Nature's Own, whatever. There's a brand that's like the organic vitamin.
This just reminded me of that iconic Mandy Moore photo where she's in the grocery store and she's looking at like Tropicana, and it's like
Tropicana.
Yeah. So I really liked this one because you can't see it, but
This Is Us, Mandy Moore.
You can't see it, but this came with a caption that's like, Vanessa Lachey like browses for her like Nature's Own gummies, hair and nail gummies at the grocery store. And you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
How obnoxious is it that these gummies are pink so that you know that they're for women?
I mean, every
hair and nail. A man can want hair and nails that look good.
That's what like women's lives are about. It's just like buying one pink item after the next.
The pink tax.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
What else is up, Lindsay? Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, they're casting. Did you know that? Oh. They're like, there's cast now. It's like,
I saw that Frankie Muniz is in it, and then Barbara Corcoran, our fave, Barbara Corcoran. I may actually watch just for her, and I've never watched Dancing with the Stars.
Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey are in it.
Haven't they been on it before? I don't know.
No, but they're on it together. They're not dancing together, but they're going to be competing. And then that woman, Nikki Bella, that WWE person we talked about once. Uh-huh. Who else? A lot of people we've talked about. Who else? No one I recognize. Oh, Barbara, obviously. Is Barbara going to win? Yes.
Barbara's going to win.
She's good at everything she tries.
I wonder if Barbara will find love the way that Rob Hershovic found love.
That's what I think.
Although I think maybe she has a boyfriend.
I mean, that's what I think she joined for, that and finding love and also learning to dance. Also, our fave, one of the Property Brothers. Do you know which Property Brother joined Dancing with the Stars?
Jonathan.
No, Drew.
Well, I had a 50-50 chance. You got
it wrong. You got it wrong. Yeah, so that's shaping up to be a great season that I'll watch one episode of and then never again.
Oh, Barbara does have a husband. His name is Bill Higgins. They look sweet.
Maybe she wants to become a better dancer so they can dance together.
Oh, I love that.
Love Barbara.
So Zendaya turned 21.
Happy birthday, Zendaya.
Did you hear?
Yes.
We really shouldn't talk about her because, again, she's a them.
Is she?
I think so. I think we made it official.
Okay. Well, she turned 21 and she's not drinking. And that was like the big news from it, is that she's like, I'm still not going to drink. Da, da, da. It's like, okay, do whatever you want, babe.
Mm-hmm.
What's
this? Who's Dina Nicola?
Oh, she wrote a blog.
Oh, the photo.
Why I'm not drinking on my 21st birthday. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, fine. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. She said,
that's not an interesting thing to do.
Can I just read? The blog post is 2 paragraphs long. You should really help her with her blogging. It's 2 paragraphs long. And the second paragraph says, my life is too stressful to need help with relaxing by having a cocktail. This industry is way too nuts for me to not be in control of myself and my decisions. So I don't want to introduce drinking. Plus, I don't want drinking to become a vice. Why try something if you don't need it? That's it. Fair.
Good point. Also, 2 paragraphs is a perfect length for a blog. No blog needs to be more than 2 paragraphs. She's also going to be, oh no, she's not. Who is that? This Zayn music video, I don't understand what's going on here.
Oh, I like sent that to you, but I didn't put that in here. I don't know. Why Jemima Kirk is in every single music video, I don't know.
She's in this new music video for this guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Alex Cameron.
I'm just confused as to why this
and
music
Lindsay
video.
And I watched the music video. I had to leave the room, and I actually had to go to the bathroom while watching the video, and I did not regret missing any of it. It was disgusting. It's disgusting, that video.
Well, what was funny was, do you remember the photos? This is what we were talking about. Do you remember the photos from the Daily Mail? A bunch of, this is when you know that you're really like in this deep, this game deep, meaning my game, me and Bobby's game, this Who Weekly game, is that we recognized the video. We recognized photos in our minds from the Daily Mail had shot during the making of the video, because they had shot it in New York. So people were just out taking photos. And so we recognized photos. And of course, the Daily Mail is always very, very purposefully confused about what's going on. So they're like, are they dating? Are they in love? And it's like, no, they're shooting something because she looks crazy. And clearly, like, they're making something. And so they made this thing in which, I don't know, she's, like, trying to be him, and then they kiss or whatever. And so, if you were just a random Daily Mail idiot, you'd be like, oh, they're dating. You know, you would do it on purpose. You'd be incredulous about it. And so when we saw this video, we were both, of course, like, oh, this is what those photos were from.
Do you want to go to space?
Zero interest in going to space, zero interest in scuba diving, zero interest in skydiving, and zero interest in bungee jumping. Don't care. I'm fine at home on the ground.
Who is your alter ego?
Truman Capote.
So, Lindsay, we're going to play a game. I prepared a game.
Yeah. Let's play this game.
Because today is, Lindsay, what is today?
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Yes, it's Labor Day. So, in honor of Labor Day, oh, my upstairs neighbors are drilling again. Anyway, it's fine. In honor of Labor Day, we're going to play a game that I like to call Labor Day or Labor Nay.
Is it weird that I think I know how this game works before you even explain it?
I'm going to read you some couples, some hooey couples,
uh-huh,
who are expecting or have already had recently babies.
Oh, freak.
And when I tell you the couple name, you're going to have to say Labor Day, as in they've had the baby already recently, or Labor Nay, is that she has not gone
this
into labor
This is really
yet.
Hard, because it's like, you never know when they actually give birth.
You never know.
Okay.
Shout out to People Babies who helped me figure this out.
I mean, it's truly...
People Babies is exclusively this content.
You think for how much they report on every bit of the baby's journey, you would be more aware of when the babies are born, but it feels like they're never born. Yeah, okay.
Never. So I'm going to start easy, and hopefully get harder. So I'm going to name the celebrity. You're going to say Labor Day if they've given birth. You're going to say Labor Nay if they haven't.
Okay.
Here we go. Spidey. Labor Day or Labor Nay?
Labor Nay.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, I'm actually going to keep score. Ian Somerhalder and Nikki Reed. Labor Day or Labor Nay?
Labor Day.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it right. Now for bonus points, anytime you do Labor Day, anytime it's Labor Day, can you name the baby?
Okay. Ian and Nikki's baby is named Bodie. Bodie something.
You can stop at Bodie.
Okay.
No one should be expected to remember middle names at all.
Okay, Bodie. It's Bodie.
You got it right. Good job. Okay, here we go.
Same name as Megan Fox's kid.
Lauren Akins and Thomas Rhett. Labor Day or Labor Nay?
Shit. I've seen photos of her pregnant, because they also have that other kid who's adopted. And they made a big deal about
yes.
the fact
See,
that
this
they're
is confusing.
Pregnant. Have they had their kid yet? Okay, I'm going to say Labor Day.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it right. Can you name the baby that was recently born?
No, absolutely not.
Ada.
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 Ada. Okay.
Ada.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I got half right.
Jennifer Rosenberg. Labor Day or Labor Nay?
Wait, who's Jennifer Rosenberg?
She is a close friend. I was hoping you would ask that.
You can't just
She was on People Babies. She is a close friend and co-worker of Jessica Alba.
What? Labor.
Labor Day or Labor Nay?
Labor Day.
No, Labor Nay. The reason I know this is because there was a story about her baby shower in People.
Okay.
It's a People exclusive.
So the reason why I said Labor Day was because I was like, why would they report on just the pregnancy of this random woman? Wouldn't they just report that this random woman had a baby? But no, it's even worse. They reported on her baby shower. Okay, got it. Got it, got it, got it, got it.
On her baby shower that Jessica Alba threw.
Okay, Jessica Alba's close
Good.
Friend.
That was a trick. That was a trick. But you got it right. But you got it right.
That was really hard very early on the game, not gonna lie.
You got it wrong. Here we go. Ben Foster and Laura Prepon. Labor Day or Labor Day?
Labor Day.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Can you name the baby?
Absolutely not. What's the baby's name?
Ding, ding, ding. You got it correct because they didn't give it a name yet.
Its name is Xenu.
It hasn't been released.
Okay, cool.
Next up, Nadia Bjorlin, A Days of Our Lives star. Labor Day or Labor Day?
What are you even... What is this game? People I don't even know.
I'm telling you, People is crazy. People is a crazy publication.
Labor Nay.
Labor Day. It's a boy. It's her second son. Can you name it?
No, I don't even need... I don't even know who she is.
Vigo.
Great. Vigo. Great. Okay, great. Good for him.
Labor Day or Labor Nay? Casey Wilson and David Cassidy.
I've never been less happy for people having children than I am this game. They had a kid. Its name is... It's, I would say, Labor Day.
Labor Day, yes. What's the kid's name?
I don't know.
Henry Bear.
Oh, that's easy. No, it's not.
Henry Bear. And then I can end this early. Labor Day or Labor Nay? Jamie Otis and Doug Heener.
Who?
They are the stars of Married at First Sight.
Oh, come on. Labor Nay.
Labor Day. It's a girl. Can you name it?
No.
Henley Grace.
Gross. Awful. Bad.
Anyway, so I told you I was going to keep score, but I didn't. But let's just say you got an 80.
I didn't do that well because I didn't know half the frickin' people in that list.
That's fine. So happy Labor Day, everyone. Happy Labor Nay to those of you who are waiting to give birth.
It's funny as you could play the same game with people in my Facebook from high school. You'd be like, oh, you're two random friends from like eighth grade, like blah, blah, and blah, blah, like Labor Day or Labor Nay. And I would like have no. I mean, it's the same journey, you know?
My favorite thing about People Babies, which is my favorite people subblog, people.com/babies. I just think People Babies is a funny name.
You like People Babies versus People Doll, People Pets? You like People Babies better?
Actually, no. My favorite is People Food.
People Food.
Because People Babies can sometimes get really sad. People Food is the best.
No, People Babies is funny just because it's called People Babies.
Yes.
Sounds like Boss Baby.
But the funniest thing about People Babies, other than the fact that it's called People Babies, is that it's it has five... links at the bottom, so like five subsites beneath it, so five categories.
Mm-hmm.
You got births, you got expecting, you got celeb blogs, which is like when they pay a mommy to like write about being a mommy, you got galleries, you got exclusives. I just like that it's broken down into births and expecting.
Yeah, well, what else is there in life?
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
So, Lindsay, what's Rita up to?
Let's see. Oh, God, I'm yawning. Not because of Rita, because I'm tired. I'm tired of Rita. Just kidding. I love Rita. Never stop. Rita, the first link I thought was kind of funny. The Sun, shady as hell, The Sun, wrote a piece with the headline, Rita Ora earned a staggering £5 million last year despite not releasing any music, which I think it's like on one hand is nice because it's like, oh, she earned that much money doing everything else that she does, which is America's Next Top Model and endorsement deals and all this other stuff. So it's kind of a compliment, but it's also like, where's the music? And then I immediately thought, like, you're right. Where is the album? Where's the album?
They delayed it. It's going to come out at the beginning of next year.
Okay, I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. I feel like there must have been someone, you know, she's so close with Ed Sheeran. Maybe they realized that, like, when they realized the Taylor album was going to come out, they were like, we absolutely cannot have her compete with Taylor. Let's move it 3 months, you know?
I don't know.
Like, I think it's basically done.
And this song hit really high charts in the UK. So maybe they also, like, tweaked it.
It hit number one in the UK.
Yeah. Well, I know. Did you see the performance? Ed and Rita did an acoustic performance of the song together on YouTube.
Did you watch it?
I watched it on your couch. Yes, I watched it.
What were your thoughts? I forget.
I thought it was cute.
Okay. And then Rita.
I thought it was cute.
Rita also performed at a charity for the Greenfell. I don't know what you call it. Like the game for Greenfell, for Grenfell charity match. So she performed because she was like super involved in that when that happened. She was like upset. And so she performed. And then she also, while she was in Texas, she went to help out in Houston. TMZ has a great photo of her like holding a box, like helping, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. She volunteered.
She volunteered. That's our girl.
She volunteered for the Greenfell Tower disaster, too.
I know.
She puts in her time.
It's true. And because she volunteered, karma came back around for her. And the Metro reported that Barry Gibb of the Gibbs, the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
Gibbs. Well, there are Gibbs. Christ. There are other Gibbs. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees.
I know.
He said that Rita Ora was a future music. He said that Rita Ora was a future music legend. Did you know that? Ed Sheeran.
I didn't.
Rita Ora and Ariana Grande, future music legends. When you put good karma out in the world, you get good karma back. You know.
Yeah.
So when volunteer to help people in need, Barry Gibb says you're a music legend.
God.
You know, Bobby?
All I want is validation from Barry Gibb.
I'm just saying, like, you do a good deed, the world does a good deed for you, right? Maybe you'll do something good, and maybe Barry Gibb will say you're a music legend. I don't know.
Okay, so I think we're done for this week. Happy Labor Day.
I hope no one goes into labor on Labor Day, am I right? Hope your Labor Day isn't Labor Day. Hope you can take the day off.
If you wanna go into labor, go into labor.
No, it's like uncomfortable. Save it for another day. Enjoy your Labor Day. Enjoy your labor free day. Keep this day free of labor.
Thank you to Katie and Eric of the Who's. Thank you to everyone who's bought tickets for our live tour,
our fall tour.
We've sold so many tickets. We're so excited.
Holy moly.
Keep telling your friends to buy tickets. We promise it will be good.
Promise.
Who else do we thank? Rita for helping out, for volunteering. You're so good.
Love Rita. Thank you. Yeah, mostly just thank you for keeping buying tickets to the shows. There's still plenty of more tickets in San Francisco and DC and Chicago. I think Boston sold out in one day, but I'm looking to get another show added, so don't freak. And I'll let you know about that. And yeah, thank you so much for getting excited to come see us, because we're really excited to come see you.
See you. Have a great Labor Day week. We're not going to have an episode on Thursday. Bye, everyone.
All right. Bye.
You will, Jayla. Yo,
they want to know.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to be famous.
This could be the last chance to do this. Now get out of the car and
put this on your bed.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.